and former head of Central African Football Body, jailed for war crimes.
The Hot FM News with Keturah Mtonga.
Good evening. Thank you for joining us for the 18 Hours Bulletin. The Constitutional Court of Zambia will this Friday, 25th July 2025, deliver its much-anticipated judgment on the constitutionality of Section 155 of the Penal Code, which criminalizes what are termed unnatural sexual offenses. The case was brought by the Zambian Civil Liberties Union, ZCLU, and its executive director, who argue that Section 155 is unconstitutionally vague and overbroad, contrary to Article 18(8) of the Constitution, which requires criminal offenses to be clearly and precisely defined. The petition falls under Article 128(3)(a), which empowers the Constitutional Court to hear cases where a person alleges that an act of Parliament is inconsistent with the Constitution. Notably, several church mother bodies intervened, asserting that such matters fall under the High Court's jurisdiction, but ZCLU countered that the High Court only has jurisdiction under Article 28 when an individual alleges a direct violation of their personal rights by an Act of Parliament. ZCLU further argued that Section 155 is too broad, even criminalizing certain forms of consensual sex between a man and a woman without specifying which acts are punishable, thereby breaching the constitutional requirement for legal clarity. Commenting ahead of the judgment, ZCLU Executive Director Isaac Mwanza has stated that the organization shall accept any outcome from this judgment, and if the court decides to wash its hands by claiming that the matter can be heard by the High Court, and an appeal lies to the Supreme Court. Police in Lusaka have formally arrested and charged Zambia National Service Staff Sergeant Rhoda Ndlovu and Zambia Correctional Service Sergeant Katundu Lumweka in connection with the production and circulation of obscene material contrary to the laws of Zambia. Police spokesperson Ray Hamonga says it is alleged that the two accused persons jointly produced an obscene video and shared the same through WhatsApp to one of their contacts. He said following investigations, the duo has been jointly charged and arrested for one count of production of obscene matters or things contrary to the laws of Zambia. Mr. Hamonga said additionally, Rhoda Ndlovu has been charged with a second count of circulation of obscene matters or things contrary to the laws of Zambia.
The facts of the case are that it is alleged that the two accused persons jointly produced an obscene video and shared the same through WhatsApp messaging platform to one of their contacts. Following investigations, the duo has been jointly charged and arrested for one count of production of obscene matters or things contrary to Section 177, subsection 1A of the Penal Code Act, setting on the laws of Zambia. Additionally, Rhoda Ndlovu has been charged with a second count of circulation of obscene matters or things contrary to Section 177, subsection 1B of the Penal Code Act, chapter 10 of the laws of Zambia. Both accused persons are currently in police custody, awaiting the granting of the police bond.
Minister of Transport and Logistics Frank Dayali has disclosed that Zambia recorded 682 road traffic crashes involving motorcycles between January and March 2025, resulting in 89 fatalities, 321 serious injuries, and 355 slight injuries. Responding to a question raised by Kasama Central Member of Parliament Sibongile Mwamba in Parliament, Mr. Tayali has described the figures as alarming and emphasized that government is implementing strict measures to curb such incidents. He has announced that motorcycle riders will now be required to undergo both theoretical and practical training before being issued a license. Mr. Tayali said these interventions are aimed at improving compliance and ensuring that only qualified individuals operate motorcycles on public roads.
A total of 682 road traffic crashes involving motorcycles were recorded from January 31st to March 2025. These crashes resulted in 89 fatalities, 321 serious injuries, and 355 slight injuries being recorded. Government is implementing the following measures to ensure that motorcycle riders are trained and licensed before they start operating on public roads. Motorcycle riders undergo both practical and theory examinations before a license is issued to operate on public roads.
Copperbelt Provincial Health Director Dr. Charles Winona has disclosed that the province is currently 90% stocked with renal consumables for the treatment of chronic and acute kidney failure, with supplies expected to last for 1 month. Speaking during a spot check by a delegation from the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency at Kitwe and Ndola Teaching Hospitals, Dr. Winona has also revealed that both facilities have adequate stocks of essential medicines. He has also encouraged patients in need of renal care to visit the two hospitals and access the available services.
We have supplies, you know, lasting for a month, but we know that these products are always brought monthly through ZAMSA. So our clients have been receiving these services at Kitwe Teaching and Ndola Teaching Hospital. So we encourage them to access these services in those two institutions. Overall, I think what we have for the province is that we get periodically these supplies from ZAMSA on essential medicines, and we are very well stocked currently because at health center level, in terms of kits, our facilities are at 90%. We just received these kits.
Meanwhile, Kitwe Teaching Hospital Senior Medical Superintendent Dr. Mboni Chileshe has confirmed that the hospital is currently managing 23 patients with chronic and acute kidney failure, attending to them 3 times a week. And Ndola Teaching Hospital Acting Senior Medical Superintendent Dr. Muvasa Funjika has stated that the facility is 80% stocked with renal consumables and 90% stocked with essential medicines.
As a Ndola Teaching Hospital, on the on essential drugs for the hospital, we are currently at 90% drug availability, and for renal consumables, we are at 80% drug availability. And Ndola Teaching Hospital is a third level facility able to perform dialysis, and currently we have about 27 patients who are on the chronic program. These are patients that depend on dialysis to be able to survive, and we have about 12 on the acute. These are the ones who have acute kidney injury, and we just need to help them so that the kidneys can kickstart.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Zanaco has handed over a net dividend of 134.3 million kwacha to government through the Industrial Development Corporation, IDC. Speaking at the handover ceremony during a town hall meeting, Zanaco Board Chairperson Professor Oliver Sasa has noted that e-government holds a 25% stake in the bank. Professor Sasa has revealed that the bank posted a profit after tax of 1.79 billion kwacha in 2024, marking continued growth in profitability. He has added that Zanaco's strong performance reflects the country's improving economic environment and sound policy direction.
For us in the private sector, to declare a dividend that's healthy, we must say thank you to a hospitable environment that is created. The responsibility on our part too is dependent to the extent that the environment is hospitable. The Zanaco recorded a profit after tax of 1.79 billion kwacha during the year 2024, ending December 2024. Which, as you can see, for those of you